And you did what? Just everything, or just you were the cook?
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. Down to the last years, I kept down everything. Mm-hmm. But I cleaned. No, I didn't have to make up her beds, never. Mm-hmm. She made up her beds. Mm-hmm. We cleaned the house once a week. Mm-hmm. And I done all the cooking. All they do tell me what they want to cook. Mm-hmm. She had a cookbook on the recipe I'd cook by it and just detour. They'd try to get me to tell them what I do.
And detour it?
They ask them, pick it like I want a little bit, get it better.
Uh-huh.
And they often told me to tell them, I'd tell them, they say, well, I can't fix it like you. No, because I don't, they said, let her alone, she ain't going to tell your secret.
So you detoured the recipe.
Put a little more, do a little less.
Sure.
I can tell how it did, and I get it good. They was crazy about my cooking.
Well, they tell me you were a fine cook. I heard about Ruth's cooking a long time before I ever
anything I want to cook, anything when they have company, anything, they just tell me what to cook. Mm-hmm. Put it there, that's all.
Sure. Well, then, did you still use a wood stove?
There. I started with a wood stove. Yes, we had a wood stove there.
But by the time, later on, they probably had...
They got a liquor stove. Mm-hmm. I used the wood stove there a long time. Range, warmer to it.
Oh, and that was... you had to bring water in from outside there, too?
No. Oh, we had a spigot running.
Had a what?
Well, it's faucet.
Yeah.
They call them spigots.
Yeah. What did you call it, or what do you call it if it's outside and you turn it on like that?
Yeah, it's outside. Faucet.
Or spigot. Okay. And where was the fireplace in this house?
In our house. Uh-huh. Just one fireplace. All of us were raised around one fireplace.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we did it.
Heated the whole house. Well, there's a stove.
Well, it heated that room. We just
stayed close to that
room. I reckon so.
Was it on this side?
Yes, it was on the side of the house.
Okay. Like this?
Yeah.
Okay. And the smoke went up through the...
Right, straight up.
Through
the chimney.
And what did you call this part in front of the fireplace, you remember?
Mantelpiece.
Well, wasn't that the part that was up here?
Yes.
What about that part down on the floor?
The hearth.
Okay. And those things that were in there, iron pieces that you piled the wood on?
Fried the hole.
Okay.
It was cold.
And the big, you remember a big round piece of wood? Maybe with the bark on it that you put in there and it was big and fire would hold on it longer.
Yeah, what'd
you call that?
Call it a log.
Okay. And what about, how did you start the fire in the fireplace?
Splinters, fat lighter, splinters. And you had kerosene, but we, burn that in the lamp and we didn't use that.
Okay.
Started with splinters. In the wintertime, find out they'd hardly get out. And then the dude put some splinters on them coals and take a patch of some around there in a big tub and a shovel. Yeah, I'm way outside.
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, and what do you call that black stuff that forms in the chimney back?
Smut.
Okay. And what do you call this that I'm sitting in or you're sitting in?
We call it a chair.
And that?
Call it
you say the sofa?
No, we used to sit to
you. A long time ago, but now you call it...
You got a sofa.
Okay. And what are the... Back then, did you have... you told me that all three of these were bedrooms. The one that had the fireplace in it, were you more likely to call it something that meant it was the room where you stayed in most of the time?
All the time. You didn't have a living.